Jane.
Helen Willits, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 5th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Rockall, Bailey and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, new low expected Plymouth, 1,015 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain later, moderate or good. South Utsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times. Rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. South or southeast, becoming variable later in Portland, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northwest, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain later, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in east, otherwise northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in Fitzroy, perhaps gale 8 later in Seoul. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, southeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, northwesterly, backing westerly, then southwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later in northwest Rockall. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, 5 to 7, backing westerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in northwest Hebrides. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwest, backing southwest, 4 to 6, then south, 7 or gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, cyclonic, becoming southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Faroe and later in Faroes, perhaps gale 8 later in Faroes. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south 5. Rain, 1 mile, 1,007, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by west, 5. Slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,005, falling. Lerwick, south 5. Mist, 3 miles, 1,011, falling more slowly. Lucas, northeast by north, 1. Mist, 2 miles, 1,012, falling. Bridlington, south, 4, 1,017, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4, 2 miles, 1,018. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4, 5 miles, 1,016. Jersey, southeast, 4, 11 miles, 1,014, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast, 4, 1,014. Scilly Automatic, southeast by south, 3. Mist, 4 miles, 1,011, falling. Valentia, northwest by north, 2. Slight rain, 8 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast, 3. 6 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Malin Head, south, 4. Recent drizzle, 6 miles, 1,007, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 5th of March. The general situation, Atlantic frontal systems will encroach eastwards today and introduce a strong to gale force northerly flow in the west, and rain will develop across western areas, reaching eastern parts later for a time. A new transient ridge of high pressure builds from the Atlantic during Friday, bringing lighter winds and fair weather to most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 to 5, then backing west or southwest, 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, veering northerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, rain later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north later. Mainly fair, fog patches at first near shore, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later in west. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly 6 or 7 later in west, but 3 or 4 later in east. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in west and 4 later in north. Fair at first, then rain at times, good, then poor at times. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in west, veering northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair at first, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Fair at first, then rain, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in southeast, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, fair later, good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 in south, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Fair at first, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 5 to 7, then backing west 4 to 6, then southwest later. Rain at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, south 5 to 7, veering west or northwest 4 or 5, then backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally moderate until later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Time now for prayer for the day with the Very Reverend Dr. Sarah Rowland-Jones.
Good morning. The film award season is in full swing. Last week, I was struck by a comment made by Jessie Buckley, winning her BAFTA for the role of Agnes Hathaway in Hamnet. She thanked Maggie O'Farrell, author of the book on which the film is based, for this gift of a role, and added, "You brought the mother out of the shadows, and you stood her in absolution beside the giant that is Shakespeare." In films, as in history, there are many characters in the shadows of giants who are utterly vital to what unfolds. Some are portrayed as such bit players they aren't even properly named. One such is St. Non, remembered today in the church in Wales. She was the mother of our patron saint, St. David, Dewi Sant, whom we celebrated on Sunday. Stories of her life were only written centuries later, and who can say what is fact or fiction? Even her name, Non, only means nun, a religious holy woman. But we do know this. She was recognised as devout, with ancient churches dedicated to her in Wales, Cornwall, Devon, and Brittany, where she probably lived out her later years. Vitally,